I want to wish you a very happy new year, and we pray God's blessing on your life in this brand new year. We are going to be going through the Bible this year in our daily devotions. We're going to start in Genesis, and we're going to work all the way through to the book of Revelation. We encourage you to be a part of this, and together we can read through the Word of God. We won't be reading every verse, but we'll be looking through every book of the Bible. And I want to encourage you to invite someone else to join us on this journey. You may have a friend or family in another area of the country. They can join us, and you can interact together around God's Word as you think about what God has to say. I also want to encourage you to be reading the Bible on your own and learning from Scripture what God has to tell you from that passage on that particular day. Today's passage is Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In these first three verses of the Bible, we are introduced to the triune God. One God in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Each person is distinct, yet one in being and equal in power. God the Father is introduced with the Hebrew word Elohim. It is a plural form of the name of God and is used to emphasize His majesty and His sovereign power. We first find the Spirit hovering over the waters, and the word hover is used in Scripture to describe an eagle stirring up its nest and hovering over its young. The Spirit's action from the beginning has been one of protection and nurture. In verse 3, we are introduced to God the Son with the words, "And God said." Here we have the Word of God. The Word of God is an agent or means of creation. In the New Testament, we know that the Word of God is Jesus Himself. John 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." So, God the Father, the all-powerful Creator, God the Son, the agent of creation, recreation, and resurrection, God the Spirit, the protector and nurturer. How can we respond to such a powerful, gracious, and loving God? Only one way, isn't there? Bowing down and worshiping Him. Why don't you do that right now? Bow your heart before Him. Start the new year on your knees before God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the triune God. Lord, You are God and there is none other. On this first day of the year, we bow to worship You, and we bow to worship You alone. We begin a new year committed to serve You in all areas of our lives. You are our God, and we love You. In Jesus' name, amen.